Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another BBS radio program. So, today is Wednesday, and it's August 19th, 2015. So let's hear the date for everybody in case the numbers might be bothering you. So here we go. All the numbers at once. So one, two, and that's heavy. Three, four, and five. Boy. Okay. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. And if you have a situation or something going on that's bothering you, or you bothered it and it woke up on you and it's something that you didn't like, let's clear that away. So think of something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And let's energize the light beams, everybody. And here we go. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. So stronger. Bring in peace energy to you, stronger, put you into the now timeline. You want to use that term where the darkness doesn't exist because you're at 0 point on the alien timeline that they fabricated for you. Not in source energy, but you're at 0 point. So there's really no time here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and energize more light beams for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. I'm sure she's there. So Michelle, are you there?
I am here, Ron. I'm still laughing at your either you awoken it and it has come back at you or whatever you said earlier. It was just funny. Welcome, everyone. And it's Wednesday night. So we have some good stuff in here, some different testimonials and questions. And later on, then in the middle of the show, we're going to just go over some basics on how to do some clearings and clear up just a couple of things that people do sometimes that are not helpful to make it a little more helpful. And I will probably tell my own personal experience, which is somewhat hilarious to me now, about something that I started doing when I first saw this. I wasn't clear on how to do a clearing. So we'll go over that in the middle of the show. But first, I want to start out with a really nice testimonial that somebody wrote in, and I'm just going to read it. It says, "Hello, an enormous thank you to Ron for the gift of making us human, which he has been doing on several of the calls recently. It says, I feel a huge difference in the quality of my entire life. I am so much more able to stay present, to talk with my spirit, and even when challenged, to stay inside myself and return to peace. Also, a wonderful tip to listen to the CTR archives, January 2nd, 2013, where Ron brings in the 12 source energies for us to experience. Being human and listening to the 12 source energies feels like striking a tuning fork for my own original source energy. I can feel my spirit respond and my whole body resonate. I have been listening to it each day, and it feels like my cells are vibrating more and more to peace. Thanks to Ron and the whole CLS team, including the co-host, the website, and all the behind-the-scenes helpers for making this opportunity possible. Well, thank you so much. That is
very nice. Yeah, it's great. Wonderful. Yeah, so what I'm doing now on the weekly calls, unless I can't do it, but I'm going to start making people real on each call. And that should completely change your reality here. I would think maybe after doing a month of those calls, you'd be like a completely different person. So we'll see what happens here. Anyway, so that's what I'm hoping to be doing. I can't guarantee it because sometimes the energies get really strong for what I'm dealing with out there, and I don't have enough energy to ward off the aliens as I'm taking you out of their control. That's what's actually happening. So what's, just to describe what's going on, as the aliens have you for 10 minutes, and maybe I count to 150, okay? So that means that I'm dealing with 150 different aliens, different races, different factions, or whatever, that want to own you, your real estate of your body, and they want to experience your emotional and or physical pain energy. They can live off of it. So each time I do a number count, they're being released. And the next alien team now has to come in to recreate you so you don't disappear here. And then at that point, they get taken away. So it's just to the normal number counting, there's a lot going on. And then they're also attacking me because they're losing you. So I need to have my energy up high enough to do that. So that's what's going on. It just sounds like something really simple, counting numbers, but there's so much going on with the people out there as they're being switched in and out. And you can actually feel your body change. Maybe the first 10 counts, you actually are, you can actually see a little better, start getting warmer, your body may tingle because you're being released from their alien-controlled programs and the abductions that you're on. So if I count to 150, that means that you are living 150 parallel lifetimes, including what you have here when they bring you back here, okay? And or you're living in this in a clone reality of this planet, okay? And you could even be shared and time shared. Maybe somebody bought you for 10 minutes, and then they sold you out to 100 other alien races or alien people or things of different species, and now they have you for that same 10 minutes, but they're time-sharing you. That can happen, too. We don't know anything about time. All we kind of know about is, you know, in the morning the sun comes up, and at night the sun goes down, and you have a clock or watch, and you can watch it move, but you don't know anything else about time. Because they gave you that time to use. And your visual scene is according to their belief system and their frequency of time that they put you on, okay? So when you become real, now you're in the moment. Now you're not being controlled by that. Remember, that's why they switch people in and out. You could be doing something. I talk about cars popping up next to you on the highway, freeway, or even at a stop sign, all of a sudden you turn your head and a car's there. You go, where'd that come from? Wasn't there before. Well, they can do that when you're out talking to somebody. Maybe you're walking someplace with somebody, and all of a sudden they get switched out, and now it's a different person. There's 10 minutes left, and you don't know who you're talking to. It could be a person that's half as smart as the one that you're talking with, or you're eating with somebody, and they're across from the table, and all of a sudden they get switched out. And it's a different person from a whole different universe that looks like your friend. And they don't know. They just they look like a replica because they had the blueprint to copy them. You don't even know who they are or what they are. I guess I should use the word what, because who means that I know that it's somebody. But what they are, you have no clue. So anyway, I guess back to you. Michelle, maybe make it a little bit lighter here.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. It's like you can think that you're talking to the same person because they do look the same, but they act really different, and all of a sudden you're like, what are you doing? And then if you bring it up to them or say, like, you know, what, you know, you seem different, or why would you say that, they have literally like no recollection immediately after. What are you talking about? They look at you like, I didn't do anything. And it's like, well, something's different. But it's strange. Anyway, there's a lot in that email. That was a really good one. It brought up a lot of couple different things that I love to listen to archive shows. They are really wonderful to listen to. And if you go on the website, on the main page, on the right-hand side, there's two radio, or there's two square buttons, and it says BBS and CTR, and then right underneath each one, it also says archives, kind of small, but if you press on it, a whole list will come up of years worth of shows, and there are a lot of gems in those shows. Ron does just healing after healing after healing, and you can actually get a lot done by listening to his archive shows. They're really wonderful, and you can just let them run, and they will just continue playing until that year is done, and sometimes there's like hundreds of shows within a year, because we do four shows a week, and I believe there used to be five shows a week, and if you do those are like free clearings, but if people can send in donations. It does help keep the website up, and it also helps us to be able to continue doing the live radio shows and answering continuing questions, because I know people always have more questions. And I know there's a place on there somewhere to send in donations to Ron. And also, if you do the clearings that you pay for, then that's another way to help Ron and his mission, which helps the whole world and more and beyond, like Ron always says, the beyondo. But it's actually helping us, so that's great. And I know, Ron, in what you just talked about, you were also saying something about the cars. And I know that there was a question quite a while ago. Someone says, why is it obvious, and when we see this happen with the timeline crash, that you'll see a car come in, and there's actually even videos on YouTube with this happening. And all I can think is that, well, the cars are moving fast. Like if you were just walking down the street and another person just stepped in, you would just go, oh, well, you know, you're not going to run into that person, even though sometimes people do run into each other. But it's highly unlikely you have enough, you're moving slowly enough that, you know, you could see the person and then you could move. But if you're in a car and you're moving fast, then, you know, things can happen. It's actually kind of surprising to me that people ever get it on video. So that's kind of interesting. And then another thing that was brought up in the email was the 12 source energies. And I know that is explained a little bit online somewhere. I remember reading it once, but is that why, Ron, in a lot of the old writings, the number 12 comes up a lot as a sacred number?
Possibly, I guess. I just happen to know about the 12 source energies, you know. So then you find it in text after that. So for myself, no, there is 12 that is used to do creation. So the original source energy, which was number one, we'll say, divided off into 12. And that makes it just very simple. So you have 12, in a sense, attributes, flavors, if you would, or something, you know, of the different energies. And when I bring them in, if you listen to that one CTR radio program, normally you might resonate more to one than another. So maybe there's one that you really needed to resonate to. That's only because maybe you sort of, not using the right word, but you lost it. Maybe it got, you know, kind of hidden from you or something, so you get it reactivated, and then you feel much better. So that's sort of what I perceive. And if you do, we'll just say that, just hypothetically, number five, we'll just say, all of a sudden you're listening and they're being brought in. Number five, you go, well, I can really, you know, in a sense, feel that one. Well, it's just running the energy through your whole body, and so you will be feeling a body sensation. You probably won't be jumping up and down for joy and smiling and giggling and crying and everything else, having an emotion, but you will feel the energy as it energizes your body, because that's one of the 12 energies that created your blueprint. So just maybe it got contaminated somehow through the past, you know. And that's why, you know, I was doing that, the clearings with those off and on. So we have it on an archive now, so it's great. Just go in there and listen, and you may find one that maybe you need it more than the others. And once you get it, if you listen to it again, you may not have that same reaction because it's already instilled in you. Oh, there we go. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, so if anyone wants to listen to the particular program that was mentioned in the testimonial, I believe it was for CTR, and it was January 2nd in the year of 2013 that Ron goes over the 12 source energies. But I'm sure there are other programs where that has happened. So I eventually, when I was listening to the archives, if I heard a really interesting one, I would make a note of the date and time in case I wanted to listen to it again. Or sometimes in those archives, Ron, you've explained very well what is occurring, how we all got here, and what could possibly occur in the future. And you go over it very clearly, and I know I've written down those times and dates so that if anyone has questions, I can be like, well, this is a great radio show, and this explains pretty much everything pretty clearly, so people can just go right to it. And you do it a lot, so I'm not going to go over the ones that I did. I believe a lot of times you talked about that in the year 2008, because I know I've been listening to those recently, and that has come up where you've like, this is what's happening with the Earth, and this is what's happening with humans, and so it makes it all very clear, and it's very nice to listen to. So we have a question here, Ron. It says, it's about the location space clearing. When we do that clearing, say for like a bedroom, does it also clear the linens and the clothes, like all the items in that room? Does it clear like objects, or is that separate?
Yeah, that'd be different. I think it's going to probably clear what you make contact with and where you walk, okay? Well, it'll probably clear that first, because that's the space that you're in. Okay, it's a space clearing. So the space that you're using is where they're going to contaminate that energy, okay? Remember, they probably created the hologram. So if you have a pattern of, you know, sleeping on a certain side of the bed, that's going to get cleared. It's going to clear maybe where you walk, you know, into your bedroom, bathroom, etc. As far as clearing everything around it, it very possibly could, but it's going to definitely clear where you go all the time because that's where you're being trapped, okay? Well, hopefully that makes sense to you. So back to you.
Right, because it's probably finding your energy or something like that. Okay, so I was wondering if we could do a sample healing for animals, like forms of dehydration, things like that might be affecting animals.
Okay, so you need to look at your own situation that you have with an animal. And here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's see what that does there.
Okay. Well, hopefully that helps. And I also wanted to mention that Ron left us a wonderful gift on one of the shows, and the date of that show was September 8th in 2014, at about 15 minutes, where he gave a whole bunch of clearings for animals and made it indefinite. So if you ever see an animal suffering, feeling lonely, having emotions, feeling pain, possible abandonment, Ron goes through a whole bunch of those. It takes about 5 minutes, and it starts at 15 minutes in that show. And that's a good one to really mark. And he also says in there that you can do whole families, not just one person. Like if you see a bunch of ducks, you can say all the ducks. So it can help all of them. And again, that date is September 8th of 2014. I always like to keep a note on that because I always like to help the animals. Okay, Ron, so let me see if I can find another one here. We have some people that have just written in. It now, says,
connect what you physically saw. So, if you saw 20 ducks, then, it can go to 20 ducks that you saw. It's not going to go to all the ducks on the planet. Some people, think they can do stuff like that. I just don't want to, waste your time because the clearing won't work. So what you physically saw is what the clearing would work for. So back to you.
Okay. So that's a great clearing for anyone that drives along Highway 5 in California if they ever go past the cow pasture. because I know that there's a lot going on there with those poor cows. Okay. So actually, I would like to do what I can when I go past those guys and say something. So it looks like my computer has decided to shut down for the night. So I'm just going to find some of these emails on my phone. Okay, here it says, I have been having problems with being displaced, not finding the right home, constantly not finding a home or a place to stay. And they want to know if Ron has any insight as to what could be causing that, so they can specify what needs to be cleared. So I don't know, Ron, if you have anything to say about that.
Yeah, I'd say do the it's grid line clearing. You're being held to your location, and you're unable to move away from where you are. So even if you got a newspaper from a different area. Let's just say that you're looking for a place to live, right? And, you want to move maybe 20 miles away because where you are, you don't like it for whatever reason. You want to move into this, other town that's 20 miles away. Well, the grid line may not want you to do that. The aliens say, this person's nailed down here. We got the vortexes in the bathroom, in the bedroom, and out the front door. And everything else, and we don't want them to move because they're hooked up. So you get a newspaper from that town 20 miles away, and you're reading it, and it could be one from another timeline where the house that you want to move into for the right price isn't listed there, okay? I know I'm going a little far out here, but that could happen. And also they can numb your mind out. You could have the ideal place that you want to get, and it's right there, and they'll numb your mind out, and you won't even see it. Or you read it wrong, you say. They'll give you different letters, so all of a sudden, instead of being in, my new home, California, whatever, it's going to say Wisconsin or something. I don't want to go there, So anyway, that's kind of the way the aliens work. So you want to get that clearing of the grid line, because if you're unhappy where you are, that's because they probably nailed you down there, and you're having alien abductions up the gazoo, and they don't want you to leave. And you're finally kind of wising up to it, but they'll keep you pinned there. So you may want to do that one clearing. If anybody else out there has some ideas, that would be nice to input, but that's what I would suggest. Do that clearing and, to get yourself released. And the big thing now will probably be throughout this year doing the 2012 nanotechnology clearing. They're bringing in energies from the future to activate in people to have you, do weird things or be connected to you. So we'll start doing that nano clearing probably every day. So back to you.
Okay, interesting. So would you suggest to do the clearing on the place where we are and also the place where we want to go to?
Yeah, you could do that, but you first got to get released from where you are. They don't want you to leave, so I would put all your efforts into leaving if that's what you're choosing to do, have another location, because they're okay. Keeping you there. And remember, the answer's in the question. So the question sort of was like, I want to move, but I can't find a place. Okay, well, can't find a place because they don't want you to move. That's the answer to that question. So, you know, you need to do a clearing to help yourself out. And also, you may want to do an energetic cording clearing. Maybe the house has corded you, doesn't want you to leave. Maybe your neighbors have corded you. They don't want you to leave because maybe you smile at them every day, or, you know, you play cards with them, you know, every Saturday night or whatever, you know, who knows. But they may like you, and or they're stealing your energy. Maybe they are doing something to you on, you know, the spell clearing or something, you know. And they're sucking out your energy. They don't want you to leave. They won't be able to see you. So that could be another thing. You may want to do dark side practitioner on your neighbors if you feel like they're keeping you held there against your free will of leaving. So that's another way of looking at it. So it's up to you. Maybe you had an animal that died in the house, and the animal doesn't want it, it's afraid to leave. Maybe the emotional body is still there, doesn't want to leave, and you get the vibes that I just can't leave here for some reason. You know, you may want to do a deceased loved one clearing for your pet or animal because they want to you to stay there, but it's, maybe you can't find a job in your town and you're struggling. You don't know what to do. Well, that's what I would suggest. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yes, I would always suggest the deceased loved one, even for your animals, because, you know, it's a very kind thing to do. And I'm sure you love them very much. So, okay. Ron, would you like to go now over some of the basics of some of the clearings? See if we can just answer a couple questions that people may have had. I'm sure you've heard common mistakes that people have made when they first started doing them. Even though it might seem obvious, it might not necessarily be obvious. So when we look at the original website, yeah, go on.
Yeah, let's have at it. So what, anything that people have written in, well, I can start it off a little different. Got an email from somebody who liked the website, and then they didn't understand or had a question about maybe seeing the masters on it. I never read it, but that's kind of the gist that I got, wondering why they're there and why people talk about them and why you can't pray to them. You know, I'm just paraphrasing other people's information, too. So, to give some clarity, source energy, there are no masters on this planet, okay, that you have seen in those pictures. So if you look at a picture of Archangel Michael and you wonder why it looks the way it does, well, that's what the artist drew, put the name on it, and we just use that picture because that's it. You know, if people can identify with it. Otherwise, what would you have? You have nothing. I can't put a fork up on the page and say, well, this is a fork and this is Archangel Michael. You'd go, ah, what's this? You know, so there are pictures that are what is depicted by an artist, okay? And people ask me, you know, at times they go, we have a picture of Jesus up on the booth almost always. And the lady who drew it, I guess my understanding was that Jesus, this energy of Jesus anyway, appeared to her and had blue eyes, so she drew it. And stay with her for a while, and that was it. So we have a blue-eyed Jesus. Well, people say they didn't have blue eyes back then. And who is this guy, you know? And they already know that it's Jesus, but they want to be hecklers, you know? So anyway, but that's just the way it is. So when I energize those at the expos and stuff, it's what's there, and it'll have the source energy put into it. So getting back to the story, you know, of people having those energies, those energies are not here. I can bring in the source energy of that to you, but it's not really going to do too much. You can, you know, people have used, like Archangel Michael, for instance, that's the more popular one, to help them out. And, yeah, I think the light of the darkness will help you out to a certain extent with that because you're praying to it, you're connecting to it. But what's the payback on their end? What are they going to do to you? How much suffering are you going to have? As you got your parking place, you have some help. So these energies can help you, but they can also do other things to you that you know nothing about. So I just want to, you know, kind of stipulate that because people say, yeah, I had this miracle healing happen. Well, that's great. But where are you now with this energy and what are they doing to you, okay? That's how I would tell you, to the light of the darkness, copies the light. So anyway, so I don't know how the person got answered, but that's basically it. Those energies are just here for you to get energized. And other people will have you use them because whatever reason they think that you can use them. And you are using energy, your own energy, and that energy that's in that picture, the light of the darkness, is using you. So you're being hooked up. So anyway, we'll just go on from there. So I just back to you, Michelle.
Michelle. Yes. Okay. So the one that I have up in front of me, I'll just read from, is the Emotional Body Clearing Unlimited. That is what Ron often suggests. So it's, if you just scroll down, first, when you after you pay for it on the website, through PayPal or your credit card that you've put in there, then you will get two emails sent to you. One is just like how much you paid for it, and the other has your code. And I always like to put those in a special, folder so that they're all together and you can find them easily. So then you just copy and paste each code. And then I know that you go on the front of the website, on the main page, it says Healing Login, and there's actually a picture of a key with a green background. And you can click on that, and it'll give you two little spaces to copy and paste the username and password. And then it will get you to the clearing. So the clearing I have, again, is Emotional Body. And then you put your name in. This healing request is for the person that you bought the healing for. You can buy a healing for somebody else, but whoever you bought that healing for, it can only be used for that person forever once they've used it. And you put their whole name in that spot. And then I believe the first thing to do is go on the first radio button where it says specific period. You click on that, and then a little lower down, it says specify healing period, and that's where a person puts their age, where they are right now, whatever age they are right now. And then when they scroll down, I think it's probably best to start out leaving it at level 1, but if you want to feel it more, you can put it up to level 20. But it can be very strong for people, so you might want to leave it at level 1 or something that's a little easier to deal with. And then you can choose whether or not you want it to stop and give you breaks, or if you want no breaks, so click one of those buttons and then press Start Healing. Yay! And you're good to go. But two other choices that you can make when you're doing a clearing is you can choose which light being you want. You can have a female, a male, or a non-gender. And I know that in the past, Ron has often suggested to choose the male light being because they are often the workers and the doctors. And I think there's just more of them. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, they're a stronger energy, in a sense, to get stuff done. So, yes.
Okay.
So, that's... So. I'll show you the difference on them. So here we go. So 1, 2, this is male energies, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now we'll do female energy, so I'll take the males away. Okay, and here we go. Females, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, take the females now away, and we'll bring in non-gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just see how those felt, for you. For me, they feel almost identical. There's a slight, maybe a couple percent change when I, sense them. So back to you.
Okay, good. And then another choice that you can make is there's 5 different pictures, and I was just always choosing the one that I personally liked at the time. But I had a friend recently mention that the middle one on the top, which is the 12 source energies, and it's the Creation Lightship Insignia. She says that one works particularly well and has noticed a difference. I don't know. Is there a difference, Ron, between the pictures?
Typically not, but you know, everybody's a little bit different, you know? So it's hard to... There is a difference. So that's all I can say is just sample the energy, because there will be a difference on whatever one you pick. And it's not that one's better than the other. It's just a difference.
Right. So if it feels it works, if you feel it works for you, then that's a good one for you to do. Okay. And, you know, whatever picture you like. I actually do love that picture because it's pink and I like pink. So that's pretty. But I also like the blue as well. So, okay, and then I know another couple of questions. Well, I'll just tell you my little weird mistake that I made was I, instead of buying the year in age that I was, I bought a generational whole life clearing at my current age, which would mean that I would have had to do all of the generational clearings up until that time for that one to be effective. So when you're buying a clearing, it says the normal option age, and you put in your current age, and that's how Ron decides on the price, which is $5 times whichever number you put in there, although it is capped at a certain age so that if the person's 95 and they want to do it, they're not being charged a large, I think, more than $300. So there is a max on how high the age goes. And then once you buy a clearing, if it costs more than $100, Ron, for the whole life ones, I believe that the second one that you buy for maybe another person in your household is half price. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
So you can get more clearings done. So that's a nice gift that Ron has given to us, so that we can do our spouses, or we can do another one for ourselves, and we can get more done. Okay, and then let me see. When you're doing this, you also want to buy the whole life clearing first. So you always have to buy it as per your age first. And then if you want to do the unlimited upgrade at the same time, just to have it all in one email, you're welcome to do so. But you can't just buy the $50 unlimited without having done the whole life first. It actually makes a difference in the energy that you're being sent. What is the difference, Ryan? I think you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, if you went in there and you thought you were going to buy the unlimited version for $50 and you have not completed or, you know, done the whole lifetime one in one sitting, then what will happen is, in a sense, you're paying $50 to have maybe one day of your life cleared. So it'll work, but it's not what you really want to do, okay? So that's why the unlimited is after you do the whole lifetime clear, and that keeps you current. And then I had one person call me, or maybe at an expo. They said, "Ron, I did all the whole lifetime clearing." I said, "Wow, you know." They go, "But I don't feel like they work that well." And so they started talking. And they said, "Yeah, I paid for 1 year. I put a dollar in, and I did 1 year. I wanted to clear the most recent year." And I said, "Well, that'll clear maybe the one, or maybe even one day. By you paying, you know, you clear 1 year for $5, but 1 year is not going to help you because it's the last year. What about everything else that's built on top of it? You're just taking the last year, like, off the top, of a big multi-level, stuff. You know, you got all these programs. You took the last program away. What about the other 10,000? That's why you got to do the whole lifetime clearing. Will it work? Yeah, but you don't expect much because you haven't got rid of all your past stuff. So, now, by all means, what you want to do is your whole lifetime clearing. So hopefully that's it. And then, you know, doing anything else, to me, is you know, you didn't read enough on the information. You need to do your whole lifetime clearing in one setting, you know, to get it off of you. So that's the way it works. And I've had people say, well, Ron, can I just do 10 years and then the next 10 years and the next 10 years? Like a week apart, it won't be as effective. You have to do it in one setting. So that's the way it's designed. Back to you.
Yeah, and it goes pretty fast. You know, I know people who are in the 70s and have done the clearing. It's 20 minutes, and you feel great. So it's so worth it. And, you know, after all, it really is just money. And if it can get us off of this planet and make our life while we're here a lot better, it is so worth it. So, yeah, just do it, like the commercial. Okay, let's see if we can find something else here that's very interesting. Somebody says, yesterday their room next to me started vibrating loudly like a massager. What was that?
That's probably a different timeline. So you're
really?
Yeah, they're probably listening to another timeline happening. That could be scary.
Yeah.
The room really wasn't connected to your timeline, somebody else's timeline. So anyway,
Maybe the people had a train going by in their timeline, in their room. Because I know that can cause a little shaking.
Yeah. I have had people, you know, ask me, say, Ron, I don't know what's going on, but my house is shaking, you know. Well, guess what? Never know what's out there. So back to you.
It's the earthquake timeline.
Yep.
You know,
and that's... Yeah, and that's also why you don't want to talk about stuff too much, you know?
Right.
You know, people start talking about, oh, the sky's falling. Well, they're going to be on the sky falling timeline. And you could say, you know, do you want to connect me to that? I don't want to be connected to that timeline. Why are you hooking me up to something of disaster and stuff that I don't want to really get connected into, you know? So, but that's your choice. That's why we have immediate clearing, you know. When you get stuck into something, unfortunately, that you know nothing about, and you're stuck there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of what happens. You're watching something, and you get drawn into it. It's like the hook's got you, and then you go, oh, man, I'm going to watch that program, bad news, et cetera, et cetera. And we got a remedy. Just go in and do the media clearing. And, you know, it's not that you were really stupid or anything else. You just got stuck into something that you really didn't want to get into, and you didn't realize it as you got sucked in. So, you know, that's okay. Got a remedy to do the media clearing. Get that stuff off of you, off of those timelines. Back to you.
This is great. We have an email just about this right now. Because I was often wondering, like, when you're watching something, and if, let's say you see something, and then you think about it more, you're creating it. So this person has something to say about that. So I'll just read this. It says, Ron had mentioned that when we read or watch a person, place, or thing, and it upsets us, we are then put on timelines. An insight I recently had after consistently doing the mind to heart drop was that if we just ignore what we don't want, we don't look at and don't talk about that which we don't want, we just simply ignore it. And when we ignore it, we don't give rise to an emotion, because to ignore is to not care. And then we don't put our attention or focus upon it, and therefore we don't attract that into our life, and we don't put ourselves on a timeline. Well, there you go.
Sounds good, yes,
exactly.
So, and also, you know, if you're if you find yourself getting onto a timeline, then you can always do a timeline crash to get off of it. And I think I was mentioning on maybe the Monday show. So let's just say that you know somehow you get the urge to to go to a casino to win some money, okay, for whatever reason, and maybe the aliens want you to lose, $1,000. So anyway, you go in there and you spend $100, whatever, and you win. Let's just say you win $10,000, okay? And you go, wow. Well, and then you think, the little voice on top of your shoulder goes, oh man, you can win $100,000. You keep playing, Well, what you can do is, because remember, the dark side is going to take it away from you. You have to realize that. What they give you, they'll probably want to take away some way, okay? A car accident costing you money, or, losing the money, buying something that doesn't work. All different things can happen. I won't go into different scenarios. But after you win that, now what you want to do, since they're tracking you because they made you happy, now they want to get even with you and take it away. What you do now is you go in and you timeline crash, you winning that money. Okay? And maybe you got to do 1,000 timeline crashes. And all of a sudden, you're going to be off the timeline of you winning that money because you're on a timeline. And then you're off of it, and they don't know that you won any money whatsoever. You just have it. Now you became your reality. Before that, you won it, and that's a new reality for you, okay? And the new reality for you is what they want to take away. When you become the reality by doing the timeline crashes, now that's free money to you, and they're not going to try to take it from you. So do timeline crashes, and that could help you out immensely. Otherwise, they'll find a way to take it. Back to you.
Okay, so what would the wording be? Would it be got money or won money or have money?
Yeah, won money. Make it real simple. I won $10,000, the date at so-and-so casino or whatever, And do timeline crashes on it so that when they pull it up, they're looking at you because they have a record of you, okay? It's passed on to the next alien race. And what's in there? The most strongest thing is, wow, you're jumping up and down at the Indy casino, you won $10,000, and you wow, and they go, man, this one's a hot one. And just think, we can now start taking it away, so they get into fear and they get upset because that was only one big emotion of you winning it. And if they took away $1,000 at a time 10 times, they could get a lot more energy out of you, and they're going to be doing that. So do the timeline crash, just make it real simple, what you won, where you won it at, maybe the time, and get it out so that you're now becoming that reality, because where you are, you're living a false reality because you won it, okay? It's a gift. You won it. You have to own it. You have to own your reality. Once you own it, then they're not really going to want you because there's no emotion on it. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So we have kind of a testimonial here, Ron, and I'm just going to part down a little bit. It's basically about whether or not we are on lunar or solar realm. Do you have anything to say about that?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I
know that when we listen to Ron and we get a lot of great information. One of the things that we learn is that, yes, we have been put on, timelines would be the word of our horoscope, that kind of dictates things that might happen in our life or our personality, and that could be dictated by our planet. But Ron has a way in which to make that so that that does not have so much play in your life. And those clearings are really very helpful. I believe one of them is a barcode clearing. And I'm drawing a little bit of a blank on the exact name of it right now, Ron. What is that? Is it the natal barcode?
Yeah, so the natal one is very useful, you know, to get rid of dates and things. And also, the free clearing, which has the keywords in it, that one's good too. But yeah, if you're dealing with dates and times, numbers that you see all the time, some people have their favorite numbers, or they're always having something show up with a certain number. You know, that they maybe they lived in a house that said, it had all fives in it, 555, right? So they lived in it, when they were 10. And now all of a sudden, they go out and they get a used car and the license plate has 555 on it. Or maybe their clock always says 555. Well, that's what you want your natal chart for, because that's your controlling number. That's how they're hooking you up, because you're identifying with that number all the time. And you may think it's good luck, but, there is luck there. The alien luck has you, So you want to get rid of things that can tie you into a timeline. That's the whole thing. So.
Yes. And I know on the natal barcode, there's a space where you can put in your birth date so that those energies can not find you as much. And then what is the one, Ron, where it has different choices where you can take away the moon and vortexes and
That's the planet star vortex clearing.
Yes, the planet star vortex clearing. That is a very good clearing. There's lots of choices on there. Takes a while to go through, but it really helps, especially if there's a full moon or something, so that the moon does not have so much play in your life and you can make your own choices. Because part of the light is making your own choices and not being controlled. So I think that what they're saying in this email is that they're suggesting that when you do your psychic billboard and timeline crashes, to be sure to also do crashes on energies that may have play on that. But there are clearings for that as well. So there's four different ways in which you can get those energies off for you. The psychic billboard, the timeline crash, the planet vortex one, and the natal barcode. So, very helpful. Okay. Ron, did you want to go over the self-empowerment clearing? Or did you want
to... Well, that one always is good. We only got like 3 minutes to go here. If you had a bunch of clearings and you don't know what to do next, and you just want to, go on the website and do a clearing, do the self-empowerment one, because that one will bring up issues typically for you and jumpstart you over again. That's a really good clearing for that. And you can find out where you are and what's happening to you and what's going on, because you may have an issue that you know nothing about, and that might just kind of like bring it up to the surface. Plus, it'll make you feel good, because it'll clear all this stuff off you. Those 38 issues, plus you can probably add in one yourself if we missed one. And it'll kind of like give you a good dusting off and, give you an A-plus for the day, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel pretty darn good. So that's what I would recommend doing. Back to you.
Okay, good. I know I did that one quite a while ago, and it did feel really good. So helps you so that you can have freedom, have your own creativity. So let's see. Today is Wednesday, so we still have a couple calls coming up this week if people want to get on those calls. And so that would be Thursday. It's 5:30 on the West Coast, and I believe it is later on the East Coast. And so on Thursday, Ron does the clone body removal. And then on Friday, he does the entity removal call. Both very good. And if Ron has the time and energy, he will also make us human if that's possible. So a good call to get on. And on Sunday, we also still have another healing intensive. That will be 8 hours. So it starts at 10 in the morning, goes till about 6. Okay, anything else, Ron?
No, that's it. We got our 8-hour call this weekend. So, Our call tomorrow will be getting rid of clone replicas. That'll be on Thursday. So, by all means, get on the call, which is $20. And typically, if I have time, it'll be an hour and a half in length. So let's do the mind a heart drop. Anything else you want to add before we close?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Here we go, mind a heart drop. So you should be doing yourself. So you want to command your spirit out loud. Otherwise, it can't do anything for you. Can't talk to it through your thoughts. It doesn't. That's mind energy. It doesn't exist there. But the dark side will let you think that it's there. So here we go, dropping down. And in your spirit out loud, take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, and dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody, thank you. We'll see you later. Blessings. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Michelle.